We're going to start the 11th chapter of Hebrews this evening. So if we turn there, we finally come to this wonderful faith book of fame. And I do marvel at this wonderful chapter and God's faithfulness to man, how in the Old Testament, how God enabled His wonderful children then. And that same enabling through faith is ours today. And even in a more magnificent sense, we face things today that are very difficult, but by faith, we're going to learn by the grace of God that we obtain everything. Faith and its greatness is the theme that's been throughout this wonderful study. And what we've read about faith thus far, I just wanted to mention a few of the things. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, it tells us that without faith, even the gospel preached is profitless. Hebrews 6:12 tells us that by faith we inherit promise. Hebrews 10:22, it says that by faith we draw nigh to God. And I think that, again, is so important in our lives. That is so anti to what the Christian world is preaching at this time, which is by works we draw nigh to God. By goodness we draw nigh to God. It's by faith. By faith. And you're going to find out as we read through this, if Jesus tarry, I would hope that He enlighten us more, that this faith is even His. This is His faith. That's why it's the right kind of faith. I'm glad it's all His. Thank the Lord. Hebrews 10:38 says, the just shall live by faith. And there's many other places in the Word of God that we could go to about faith. But again, in our wonderful study, and even just in this wonderful book of Hebrews, how many things are just expounded to us in faith, and how the wonderful promise of the Bride of Christ even just exudes itself throughout this wonderful book. And before we begin, I do want to just mention a few more points about faith. If you'd turn with me to Romans chapter 4, verse 16. That's Romans chapter 4, verse 16. It says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. And I so love that, that therefore our faith is by grace. Even faith is a gift. It's not of yourself. From Christ, and it's not of ourselves, is how we draw nigh to God. And I'd like to continue on with this little section here. If you go to the 17th verse, and we'll read down to the 21st. It says, as it is, well, actually, let's go back to the 16th and continue that verse. So it says, therefore it is of grace that it might be by, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope. You ever feel that way? You ever been against hope? But yet you believe in hope. That's what's going to get you through by the grace of God. And He is our hope. Hallelujah. That He might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith. See, he wasn't weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See, you stagger when you're in unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Hallelujah. Faith gives glory to God. That's another fact about faith. It gives glory to God. It magnifies God. Faith, true faith in our life, doesn't magnify ourselves. It doesn't puff up ourselves. It magnifies and gives glory to our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. And finally, I'd like you to just turn to Romans 10:17. But that wonderful verse says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And in Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And with those wonderful verses on our hearts and minds, let's again turn to Hebrews 11, and we'll start with verse 1. That's Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is real. Faith is real. It's the most real thing I know. Hallelujah. See, it says, don't put our confidence in man whose breath is in his nostrils, because he'll always fail you. I would pray that we don't put our confidence in one another. I appreciate people that say, Jesse, I appreciate the studies. I appreciate your stand. I appreciate all the thing. What I want you to appreciate by the grace of God is his faithfulness in me. I want to appreciate God's faithfulness in you. And that's what we're after. It's the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. And he is the thing, and he is the thing that is going to work effectually in us. Hallelujah. But it's more real than even me standing before you tonight is the wonderful faith that we can possess in our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. Because faith believes the things that are not seen. Hallelujah. And then things that are not seen are forever. Has heaven become your reality? Has heaven become your reality? Are you thinking of things above? Are you thinking about being with Jesus? Are you thinking about his coming? Is that the thing that captivates your thoughts? Is that the Lord is on the wing and that he is about to be here? See, that is faith. Hallelujah. And it just as I think about Thomas there, as the Lord walked in on that room, could you imagine what he thought? After all those bold statements, oh, I got to put my fingers in his hands. I got to see these things. I got to do this. And there he was. Now, you know how remorseful he was. You know how bad he felt. And the Lord said, is greater is he that is seen, that has not seen me and believes. And by the grace of God, that's the faith that we've been given. Isn't that wonderful? You know, a lot of people run around and say, oh, I just wish I could see Jesus. I wish I could see Jesus. I see Jesus every day. I see him all the time, and I'm so thankful I'm seeing him more and more and more every day. And that's what's real to me. That's the substance. That's the evidence. You know, you think about some great sleuths out there, Sherlock Holmes and all that, looking for evidence, and all these people looking for evidence. This is all the evidence you'll ever need. And everything points to this. Everything points to Jesus. If you look at the creation, you look at the man, when they study even the body, they study the universe, they come to one conclusion. Well, it had to be divine. It had to be divine. Nothing, there's no possibility or probability. If you get the greatest scientists now, they will tell you it's beyond a probability or a possibility that this planet just appeared. Something divine now has had to make this happen. Did you know that? Those are the greatest minds now that are out there. Well, I'm glad that they're acknowledging that. But you know what takes more than that? Because it's in the name of Jesus. And I appreciated Sunday how the Holy Spirit spoke to us on Sunday. It's in the name of Jesus. See, we don't need to get up here and insult other things. It's in that name. I'm healed in that name. I'm whole in that name. I'm his in that name. I'm complete in that name. I'm victorious in that name. And in that name, in a moment, I am before the King of Kings. I'm in the throne room. And that's where I have my solace. I don't care what's going on. And by grace, that is the faith that he has given me. Isn't that wonderful to know that we have that kind of relationship with the Alpha and Omega? Hallelujah. But our expectation while we are here is him by faith. Faith is our hope, and our hope is in Christ. And our expectation to come, hallelujah, is him. That's why we don't sorrow as them that have no hope. I was thinking today. Today marks the anniversary of 5 years that my daddy went to be with the Lord. My dad went to be with the Lord 5 years ago. Can you imagine that? Just like a moment of time. Just gone. And we rejoice today. And I thank the Lord, the strength that the Lord has put in my mom. The peace that he's given her. Sure, we miss my dad. I loved him so. But you know what? He's forever. I'm thankful. I know exactly where he is. More than I ever knew where he was. I remember when he was a little bit older and he'd be driving at night. Man, I'd wonder, where's dad? You didn't want to be driving with dad at night. He couldn't see. But now I don't worry about where dad is. I know exactly where he is. He's with my Lord. See, and that gives me hope. And that's the faith again. It's just like I was talking to a man today. And matter of fact, I mentioned him many times. His name's Art Schimmel. Love him so dearly. He's a Jewish man out in California. Two of his children have become children of the King. Two of them have become even more Jewish than they ever thought they were, to defeat that Jesus in the family. And he's just at the point where Jesus is a good guy. And I just continue to pray for him because he's very sick. But we were talking about it, just some different things, and it kind of came up again. I always remember one of the professors that I had who wrote a paper on it and talked to the guy and kind of ridiculed me a little bit about what I believed. And some of the students did as well, too. And some of the young people in here all have that same thing happen. And faith is real to me. And I remember they come to me, "You really believe this, don't you?" I said, "Absolutely, I believe this. This is my life. This is what I'm, it's all bet on this. It's all laid on this." And they said, and I always remember my mom saying the kind of same thing, "Well, what happens if you're wrong?" Well, I sure loved the fairy tale that I was living. I did. I live a lot happier than pretty much anybody I know. What about you? But you know what? This is real. It's real. Don't ever think it's not real. It's coming. He's on the wing. You see it happening. I mean, I don't mean to be the broken record, but it's the Word of God. And how could it ever grow old in our life? Shame on us if it ever did. How could we neglect such great salvation? That's how this whole book started out. Don't neglect Him. You put Him where He needs to be in your life and your life will sing. Your life will live joy like you never imagined it would live. In the sorrow, in the lean times, as we talked about on Sunday. In the leanness is when He really gets busy on you. In the leanness is when He really gets the promise ready. In the leanness is when He can be that still, small voice that comes to you and say, "You know what, baby, I love you so. I love you so. Thank you, Jesus." How He loves us. But praise God, it's again by this wonderful faith that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Isn't that a wonderful thing that you know? That you know that He'll perfect that which concerns you. That you know that He's the author and the finisher of your faith. That you know that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Isn't it amazing what you know? And yet man is searching and searching and searching for what the meaning of life is. Every day I hear of the same thing. You read the same thing. What are they searching for? Well, we know this. Hallelujah. This allows me to know. This allows me to know the answers of life because His Word is life. This is life. He says, "I am your life and I want you to have abundant life. I am the truth, the way and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And hallelujah, this wonderful truth by the faith that He gives me, it allows me to see not with these eyes, but with these eyes. And these are the eyes that can see forever. These are the eyes by the grace of God that natural man can't see the things because they have to be spiritually discerned. They have to be spiritually understood. And His vision is forever. It's the vision of the prize. It's the vision of Him. It's all by faith. And as Galatians 2:20 said, the life that we now live by the grace of God is by faith in the Son of God. Hallelujah. And so key is that word faith. The more truth in our life, isn't it wonderful? Have you ever realized that? The more truth that you have in your life, the more faith, the more evidence of believing that comes in your life. The more truth that we have, the more knowledge, the more wisdom of God that we have. When we come and we fellowship together at these times, this is what Bible study is about. I've had many people come to me on Sundays and say, "I wish I knew the Word of God more. I don't see Him on Wednesdays." This is another time to get the Word of God. And a lot of times this is more of a study. I don't mean to preach at you at the same time, but the Lord's just going to have the way He wants to have this thing. So like I said, by the grace of God, I don't want to do anything more. I don't want to do anything less. I just want to do what He wants us to do. And you know what? Then you're okay. Then you're right there where you need to be. You're right in the center of God's will, and that's where He wants us. Praise God. But the more truth, the more knowledge, the more wisdom of Him. And I become just and I become powerful in a faith-filled life. And I appreciate Brother Copley. He made this statement. He said, "Faith is the root of our blessing and the fruit will follow." Faith is the root of your blessing and the fruit will follow. And I believe where he's really going with that is faith without works is dead. That's the working of faith in your life. The evidence of the joy of the Lord is your strength. Isn't that awesome? It's like today, and I'm not magnifying myself. I'm just magnifying the faithfulness of God in my life. When you have the love of God and it's just coming out of your life, it's going to affect people. It's going to touch people. It's going to move people. There's going to things that are going to happen in your life. And I'm not talking about the things that are going to happen. Oh, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to have a lot of this. No, I'm talking about things that are forever. And just one life when it touches. When that lady that I got to speak with today, I knew that the love of God touched that woman. It wasn't because of me. But wasn't it wonderful to be the vessel that the Lord used at that moment to be the touching point of the love of God? That's faith. That changes you. That makes a difference in your life. And if we don't believe the things that are in this wonderful, wonderful Word of God, this Word of life, we won't have faith. Faith, again, without it, without faith, the gospel preached was unprofitable to them. Go back and read there in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. It takes faith. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to verse 2. It says, faith, for it by the elders, obtained a good report. Obtained a good report. Anything that we will ever be, anything that we will ever accomplish, anything that we will ever obtain will be by faith. You can read something over and over, and I've seen Christians do it. I've seen me in my life do this. I've read a verse over and over and over because I was trying to jam it in and trying to apply it my way. And you know what my way is? It's not faith. It's not believing. And I think, you know, I would hope you know what I'm talking about here. And it's a sad time, but it's a sad time of failure where the Lord, hallelujah, can come in and encourage you so. But it's the time that it becomes alive and real because you believe it by faith. And by the grace of God, we're going to read about saying you just believe that it is. It's faith like a child. That's how we obtain the wonderful faith and the words of this to work effectually in our life. But this is who, by God's grace, we're going to study in the rest of this chapter. In this chapter, there are 16 elders that it talks about of faith that we're going to review here. And each one of these brothers and sisters of God, and notice it's brothers and sisters of God, represent a fundamental and a paramount truth. And these lives will cover a 3,000-year, basically, period of time here. The first 1,000 years are going to be from Abel to Enoch. The second 1,000 years are from Enoch to Abraham. And the third 1,000 years is from Abraham to Samuel. It finishes with Samuel being the last because he typifies Christ in the finisher, the final great high priest, as we're going to see here. But you think about it again. You know, people say, oh, we've been here so long. We've been here so thus. What's 1,000 years to the Lord? It was just a moment of time. And look at how they dwelt back then. I mean, Methuselah almost lived 1,000 years. Oh, my. We're only in the second century. But I believe he's coming soon. You can see it all wrapping up right now. But don't be dismayed when they say that, because that's another sign when the Lord will come. Hallelujah. So faith in Christ is the only way we will obtain anything in our life. And it sets up the rest of this chapter. All the wonders of promise and inheritance that only through faith and believing that we obtain the promise. Verse 3. Through faith we understand. Through faith we understand. So important. That the worlds were even framed by the Word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And here's where I start getting into a little bit of a problem. How could you even read that and think that evolution has anything to stand on? And do you realize that there are Christians that do believe in Jesus, that do believe in evolution? And it's a sad thing. You would think that, well, that's not such a big deal and whatever. It is a big deal. That's a big deal. I believe that that's a paramount truth. You'd say, well, now is that as important as salvation? No, I'm not going to say go there. But it's paramount in believing that your God said it and it is so. How do you get something out of the Word of God that's not there? See, that's what we don't want to have. And again, that's when we approach something with this, where we might try to compromise. We might try to appease man in some other, you know, way that we think that we're going to deal with somebody in a way that we can come into compromise. That's not how the Word is. You stand in defense of the gospel. That's it. That's what faith does. It stands in defense of the gospel. And there's reward in that. Oh, we're going to read about wonderful reward of faith. And again, that's the grace of faith that he has given each and every one of his children to stand in. Praise God. But let's look at this in verse 3. First by faith, and then we understand. See, a lot of people, again, want to go in to try to understanding something, and they can't. Now, let's even get into the Holy Spirit. I'll step on some toes real quick here tonight. Okay, We're going to go with the Word of God. Okay? We had those disciples there. Jesus says to them, you've been with me a long time. 3 years. Many things I want to say to you guys. They had been with the I Am for 3 years in the presence of Him. And He says, there's many things I want to say to you, but you know what? You can't understand them now. But when He, the Spirit of Truth, is come, oh man, He's going to lead you into all truth. Now, was that meaning that Jesus was inadequate? Was that meaning that Jesus couldn't explain to them what He needed to explain to them? No, it wasn't. It was because they couldn't bear it at that time. They couldn't understand it at that time. And why? Because they needed the Holy Spirit. Now, how do we get the Holy Spirit? How do we obtain anything? Let's go back to verse 2 again. How do we obtain anything? By faith. Faith in believing. By faith you obtain and believe and receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's just a gift in believing. If you're having trouble with that, if that's something that's been, you sense like, I don't know what's going on. I can't get filled with the Holy Spirit. It's faith. It comes down to faith and believing. Ask some of the ones. Brother Sid, I believe you can testify to this. I'm not trying to put him on the spot here, but the Lord filled him. It's wonderful. Why did it take so long, brother? Faith. That's what it was. Hallelujah. But thank God that He's faithful. He knows when there's a willing heart out there. But you need it. And this again, going back throughout the Word of God, we need faith. When we're having trouble believing something, it's because we don't have faith. When you're struggling and you're tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, it's because you're not, by the grace of God, standing in faith and believing what the Lord has presented to you. Do you think He wants His children in error? He doesn't want His children in error. Then why are so many of His children in error? Because they don't have faith. And how does faith come by? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if I get to a place and they're not giving me the truth, and they're not giving me the Word of God, but they're giving me great entertainment, I'm getting great song, I'm getting great encouraging thoughts in my mind, I'm ready to tackle the world and be a great business person at the end of that thing. I mean, it was just an awesome experience. What did that do for my faith? Come on, let's say it how it is. I'm just, again, stand in defense of the gospel. Hallelujah. I am so thankful. I cannot tell you how thankful I am that by the grace of God, He has caused my life to stand in defense of the gospel. There's going to be a reward for me. Yeah, you can say, well, Jess, you've only been in it 6 months. No, I've been in it a long time. He called me a long time ago into being a child of God. And I'm so thankful. But it's His faithfulness. It's His faithfulness that's kept me from things. It's His faithfulness that will keep me from things. It's His faithfulness by the grace of God that's going to bring me into that joint heirship with Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we want. That's what we're after. Hallelujah. But the Word is spiritually discerned. The natural mind, it's never going to happen. And it must be in belief. If we wrestle with it, if we're tossed to and fro with it, if we neglect it, we're going to miss the promise. We're going to miss the best. And as we read last week, the Holy Spirit is the one that illuminates the Word of God within us. Let's turn to Luke 24. Luke 24:32 says, "And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us?" By the way, that was Jesus speaking to them. "And while He opened to us the Scriptures." Now go down to the 45th verse. And it says there in that 24th chapter of Luke 45th. "Then opened He their understanding," this is Jesus Christ, "that they might understand the Scriptures." Isn't that just awesome? Christ is the only one that allows this Word to transfer into our lives. Bible lit is not going to get this done. "However Christ is preached, we therein do rejoice." But we're talking about real effectual working of God in our life. It's by faith. John 16, 14 and 15, we've run over that many times. It says that the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and He makes them ours. And it says that two times in there. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to get that into our hearts and minds real quick. That Holy Spirit's awful important, isn't it, brother? And I appreciate you. There's many that He's led to the Holy Spirit. And it's just so wonderful how the Holy Spirit can change your life. Because He brings the Word of God. He takes the things of Christ and He makes them yours. I didn't realize the Lord was going to have this go this way this evening, but there is something about and there's something needful here tonight with the Holy Spirit in some lives here. And it's in my life as well. But no college, no seminary can make this thing, this wonderful Word come alive in our lives. Only Christ, and it's only through faith. And again, the gospel preached not being mixed with faith. And again, that's Hebrews 4:2, is profitless. You believe Him. You believe Him. And in this verse, don't you just believe Him and you rest in Him that the worlds were made by Him? I do. I believe Him. He says that by Him all things consist and hold together. I consist and hold together because of the Lord. Last week, He really showed me, I consist and hold together, I promise you, because of Him. It's His faithfulness. And it's His faithfulness in you that causes prayer that works effectually. The prayers of a righteous availeth much. And I can sense the prayers that were coming in for my life last week. That was a battle. That was a battle. Lord had to settle me down. I was starting to freak out. I was. Man, my pastor's freaking a little bit. Yeah, he was. Okay? Don't let that scare you. Isn't your confidence in Him? My confidence is in Him. And He grew a lot of faith in my life this last week, I'll let you know. He did. And He settled me down and He says, son, I love you. And you know what? You put your confidence in me, just keep it right there. It's going to be right where it needs to be. And I just love Him so. He's so, so wonderful. And He is faithful. All things were made by Him and for Him. Without Him, nothing was made. The universe, He spoke it and it just happened. See, when we have no faith, there's no understanding. You're going to face events in your life. You're going to face things that are going to seem really overwhelming to you. And when you don't have faith, you're not going to understand them at all. You're not going to believe that this could happen to me. How could I be in this situation? How come I'm not making more money? Ever been there? Seen some people doing that lately. I'm not paid what I'm worth. Is that faith? Do you believe that God's for you? Do you believe He's in every single thing that you do? I believe He is. I believe He's very concerned about me. He knows the hairs on my head. He knows my thought afar off. Am I really resting in that He's for me? Do I have the faith to believe that where He has put me, it's perfect? I'm not kidding. The trials that we're going through, do we really believe that my steps are ordered of the Lord? That He's got me right there? I pray that we do. Now again, by faith. Whether it's an evil man and his evolution or all his errant ways of an ever-changing theories of evolution, or whether it's even a Christian who possesses no faith, when there's no faith, there's no understanding. When there's no faith, there's no peace. You know what I'm saying? There's no peace when there's no faith. And faith, praise God, is peace. Faith believes, faith rests. Faith knows and praises God for faith. When we're without it, we're wrecks. But when we have it, what peace. Hallelujah. Verse 4. By faith, we're getting into the ones of faith now. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaks. I love this verse because it's truly the beginning of a life of faith. It just is so sweet. By faith, we step out and we offer. Did you hear me on that one? By faith, you step out and you offer your life to Christ. I rest in that. I rest in that. Have you stepped out in faith and offered your life to Christ? I believe many of us have here tonight. Where you just say, Lord, I'm in your hands. We sing that song, is your all on the altar laid? Is that a sacrifice laid? That means something. Those aren't just words. That's a calling. We're going to talk about a calling, Lord willing, on Sunday. About your journey that you're on. That's faith. Hallelujah. It's going to come at you and at you and at you again. And everything you face in this life, as we've talked about before, I either stand in belief or I stand just on the other side of that in despair. And it's called unbelief. And where are we standing? With everything. Not just little pieces of our life that we hold back and we keep away from God. I'm talking about everything. Lord's dealing with me about every single thing in my life. Are you going to yield to the new creation, Jesse? Are you going to live to that new creation of who you are? Or are you going to mess around with it? You're going to play games with it. You're going to take back little pieces and say, Lord, this isn't important. I'm just going to keep this one back here. Or are we going to live for Him? That's what faith is about. And the Lord, hallelujah, that's the faith that gives us the little strength that, I'll tell you, can take you a long way. Takes you right out of the tribulation. Praise God. It's coming. All right. So verse 4. Again, by faith we step out. And hallelujah, we've stepped out. And how precious that God let him know. He let Abel know that his offering was acceptable. And that's the wonderful thing about God. He leaves no doubt, does he? God's not the author of confusion. He's not the author of chaos. You know with God. There's a boldness with God. He enlarges our steps. We can go boldly to the throne. God isn't something that there's this unknowing confusion that's in your life. There's a peace. You may not see it with your eyes, but you see it in your heart that you are in God's will. And it's in His blood was this acceptable offering for Abel. It was real. It was a real sacrifice. It represented Christ, the only sacrifice that God could accept. By it, Abel acknowledged his guilt. Do you realize that? By it, Abel acknowledged his guilt when he brought that sacrifice. Because he knew that that lamb and the sacrifice of that lamb was his replacement for death. Do you see that that is the replacement for death for us? When we see him, we'll see him as the lamb slain. And it happened way back then. Can you imagine that? I've had many people say, well, when did they really start knowing about Jesus? Right then and there. They knew what that sacrifice represented. They knew that a Savior was coming. And thank God I know that my Savior came. And that takes great faith. Hallelujah. And we're looking for His appearing. And that takes great faith. But in contrast, Cain's offering was rejected, wasn't it? Because you know what it did? It exemplified the religions of work and self-effort. Well, that's the only really religion I know anymore that's rampant in this world, is the religion of work and self-effort. Accountability. Talking to a brother again today, so many Christians are caught into accountability. And I've talked to a couple of them that used to be coming to this meeting. And they said, well, it works for me. Oh, my. Oh, my. Where is that in this word? It's not here. By faith. The just shall live by faith. If I believe it's anything of myself, if I believe that it's anything of my work or anything of my self-righteousness or my goodness, my merit, that's wickedness to God. All throughout Hebrews, we've recognized and realized it is in the sacrifice. It's in the blood. That is my acceptance. I have atonement to God. I've been reconciled to God because of the blood that was spilled for me. It was shed for me. It was poured out for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we see this. But why is this so, prevalent today? You know why? Because it appeals to the flesh, doesn't it? We want order. We want accountability. We want to say, okay, well, I've done that. I've done this. I've done that. Checklists. Those types of things. That's not faith. That's not how God's work. Man's ways are not God's ways. Thank you, Lord, that He is the one. There was no blood in those vegetables, were there? There wasn't. You can't get blood from a turnip, as they say, right? If you brought turnips, they couldn't find that blood in there. There was no blood in those vegetables. Mm-mm. He refused to admit that he was a sinner and he deserved death. He proves it in the later murder of his brother Abel. And all those in the line of a Cain offering will be damned. All those in the line of a Cain offering are going to be damned. And you think of where things are lining up today. They're all seeking it in their own goodness, aren't they? There's forms of godliness everywhere, but they deny the power thereof. There's some sweet people, really. You say sweet people. You know that, well, they'll turn your stomach sometimes as well, too. But God loves the people. And there's some people moving into our neighborhood, and you look at those kids and you just love them. But we're seeing more and more Mormon families coming into our neighborhood. And that is just a religion of works. I love those people. I pray for those people. And I hope you pray for those people. I hope we pray for people everywhere. But that religion is steering them away from Christ and what He wants to be in our life. It's steering away from the blood. They've taken out in some of the hymnals and some of the religions. I don't want to study those. But they intentionally took out all of the songs about the blood. Without the blood, without the remission of sin, there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. Where is that today? That's how important it is, the faith that we have. We'll finish up this fourth verse, Lord willing, here. So there was no blood in the vegetables. He refused to admit he was a sinner. And it proves again through that murder of his brother Abel. But Abel's life, hallelujah, it speaks and it sings the remission through the blood. And all those that are in that are counted righteous. See, Abel's faith speaks volumes. And it says here in the Word of God in that fourth verse, and by it he being dead, it yet speaks. I so love that. By the grace of God, I think about Brother Hill's life. His life speaks. It does. And it will continue to speak. And why? Because the faithfulness of God in that life. It's the love of God. It's the faith that was exuded from that life. And in Abel, that was the same thing. Hallelujah. It spoke volumes. And his testimony speaks today beyond the grave, because there's one thing it brings back and it brings right into your face. It's the distinction of blood versus works. Blood versus works, or heaven versus hell. And that's simple as it is. And that was the first example that we had it. And it was right out of the box. And it's right in our face. It's all in the blood. And aren't you thankful that we see that it's the wonderful blood of Jesus, that He bled and He died for us. And it's that simple. And that blood, by the grace of God, and that blood on our lives, and that faith in that blood, is what's going to take us all the way into the wonderful throne. And it does. And that's the thing that cleanses us every day. My salvation is new every day. I stand perfect before my Lord. I may have messed up big time today. I may have been a big failure today. I may have went off on somebody today. I may have let things come out of my life and come out of my mouth that should have never come out of my mouth. I may have been raking through the kennel as a hell today. But do you see the blood in your life? That's what Jesus wants us to see. It's so wicked that we would think that it's in our goodness. You can see people, and I know a man that is a very religious man. And he just got back from another trip to down into Mexico. Cares for people, and there is a caring there. But it's all in the works. There's nothing in the blood. And I said, man, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm just doing the things that I know God wants me to do. And I said, well, are you giving out the Word of God? No. I said, well, what about the things that the Lord wants us to build in our lives, which is faith, which only comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God? He says, I know God will reward me for the things that I do by being a good man. It's by the blood. It's by faith in that blood. And it's by faith that He's going to take us all the way. And it's so wonderful. So let's pray. And Lord willing, we'll pick it up again. We'll talk about Enoch starting off next week. Jesus, in Your precious name, we thank You again for this time. We thank You for the Word of God. We thank You again for the faith that You have given us, Lord. Faith to believe. And Lord, what great faith to believe in Your soon coming. Lord, let us not be tired. Let us not be faint. Let us not be weary, Lord God, but increase our faith. And thank you for drawing hearts here tonight to share the Word of God. Thank you for bringing me here tonight to share the Word of God with you, Lord, that works effectually in our life. Truth and grace give us an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Help this to be real. Help this to be our theme, Lord Jesus. And as we go, may we just be encouraged so with these words that you would build that mighty faith that we can obtain even the mighty promise of being one with you. In Jesus' name, amen.